Texte numéro 12. All charged up for sharing. 15 years ago, Vincent Bolloré, a French industrialist, decided to get into the business of electricity storage. He started a project to produce rechargeable batteries in two small rooms of his family mansion in Brittany. Mr. Bolloré's technology is about to hit the road. In 2010, his group won a contract to run Autolib, a car-sharing scheme designed by Bertrand Delanoë, the mayor of Paris, which will put 3,000 electric vehicles on the city streets, along with 1,120 stations for parking and recharging. Rechargeable batteries are now an important technology for the global car industry as it starts to make ever more electric and hybrid vehicles. Renault, a French manufacturer, is alone investing €4 billion in a range of electric models which it will start selling this autumn. Autolib will be keenly watched throughout the car industry. It is the first large-scale city car-sharing service to use only electric vehicles from the outset. A scheme in Ulm, in Germany, by contrast, started with diesel vehicles. Running Autolib could mean shouldering substantial losses for the Bolloré Group, as Mr. Bolloré offers low rental charges for drivers. The city of Paris will cover most of the cost of the stations, but Mr. Bolloré will pay an estimated €105 million to supply his design of blue car vehicles and their batteries. He will bear a further €80 million a year in running costs. The city's estimates for how popular the new service will be are highly optimistic, said a recent study by the government. Autolib could make €33 million a year for Mr. Bolloré, according to the study, but it could easily just break even or lose as much as €60 million annually. Autolib will be held directly responsible for problems such as vandalism or breakdowns. The real aim for Mr. Bolloré, however, is to showcase his battery technology. His group has developed a type of rechargeable cell called a lithium metal polymer LMP battery. This is different from the lithium ion batteries used by most of the car industry. Mr. Bolloré believes fervently that his batteries are superior, mainly because they are safer. Lithium ion batteries can explode if they overheat, which in the past happened in some laptops. Mr. Bolloré's LMP batteries are said to be more stable when being charged and discharged, which is when batteries come under most strain. Going up against the rest of the car industry may seem quixotic, but if the growing number of electric cars on the road does lead to safety concerns over batteries, then Mr. Bolloré's LMP technology could move from the margin to the mainstream, provided, of course, they pass their test on the streets of Paris. Adapted from The Economist, September 2011.